Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Cold Hard Truth podcast. I'm Jack Smith.
I'm Shrikar Gendron.
So unfortunately, Anish couldn't be with us today, but we're here to talk about some breaking news in the NFL. After a lot of complaining from Jamal Adams on Instagram, out of the blue, he requested a trade from the New York Jets. And, you know, an all-pro player requesting a trade is a big deal. Shrikar, what do you think about this?
Yeah, so Jamal Adams wants out. And he would welcome a trade to seven particular teams. I think it's Ravens, Chiefs, Niners, Texans, Seahawks, Cowboys, Eagles.
That's it, yeah.
And I think you'd be very hard-pressed to find a team inside or outside of that group who wouldn't be interested in landing a superstar like Jamal Adams. But, I mean, some destinations make more sense than others. And we got to remember that Adams, he's going to need a new contract soon, and he might reset the market. He will reset the market for safeties. His current dilemma with the Jets kind of revolves around his expiring rookie deal. So there wouldn't be much point in acquiring him if he just can't pay him later. So I'm just going to keep that in mind. We're going to rank the seven teams.
Before we get into that, I just want to talk about the kind of the situation that Adams is in. He's under control with the Jets for two more years. So I think it's a little bit interesting that he's clamoring for an extension this much when he has two more years on the deal. And that serves well for the Jets because, in my opinion, they have all the leverage in this situation because they don't have to pay him. And I know Jamal Adams. I've seen him play and I've heard him talk. He loves football so much that I honestly could not see him hold out. So I think the Jets are kind of in control of the situation. Would you agree?
Of course. It's also possible that this is just more posturing as Adams and the Jets negotiate a long-term deal. The Jets don't have to do anything. And with his fifth-year option and the franchise tag, they could control Adams' rights for three or four more years. Now, just a month ago, it was reported that they had no plans to trade Adams in the first place. So, yeah. I mean, sometimes these games happen within the business of professional sports. That's just what it is. So I definitely wouldn't rule out a return to gangrene.
Yeah, I mean, they've never had an intention of trading him. At the deadline last year, they never once made a call to try and trade him. They only fielded calls and decided to keep him because they want him to be a Jet for life. And another thing that came out earlier today is that Adams wants to be among the league's highest paid defensive players. Specifically, yep. He wants to make around $20 million. Do you have any idea where the safety market's at right now? It's at about $15 million. Dollars.
So he wants to make, that's a lot. But, I mean, he definitely deserves it. He's one of I think he is my favorite safety in the league. You don't find many strong safeties like him. And keep in mind, is he 25 yet?
I think he's just around there.
He's still very young. Yeah. So much potential. I mean, I think he's worth that money. And he's obviously going to reset the market, whether he comes back to the Jets or if he goes to a different team.
I mean, he's got the cover abilities of a free safety, the tackling and just physical abilities of a linebacker, and sometimes even the pass rush moves of an edge rusher with 6.5 sacks last year. I mean, he plays all around the field, which is why he wants to be paid like a top defensive player, because I believe he thinks of himself as more than a safety, which watching him, he definitely looks the part.
Right. We saw it in that game against the Giants where he literally rushed Daniel Jones, stripped the ball away from him, and somehow got like that play is just amazing. Yeah. That really shows just the versatility of Jamal Adams in this league. And I do think he definitely deserves that money.
Yeah. And so of the seven teams that were brought up, we thought we'd go over our top three based on who we think could get him and what were the best fits, I think, for Jamal Adams. And so, Shrikar, you want to start us off? Give us your top three.
Sure. All right. I'll start at number three. I have – may sound a little biased, but the 49ers at number three. God. But see, look, the Niners likely have the cap space to pull this off, and there's little doubt Adams would provide a significant upgrade over Jaquaski Tartt. They also haven't shied away from shaking things up following a Super Bowl season. If they were willing to trade DeForest Buckner, they might be willing to deal Tartt and another key player and or a high draft pick for Adams. It also helps that their quarterback is already locked up long-term. Mm-hmm. Although bills will soon come due for Trent Williams, Solomon Thomas, Richard Sherman. Kyle Juszczyk, all of whom are entering contract years. But considering they lack a 2021 third round pick and will likely be stuck picking late in rounds one and two, the price could be too steep for a team that might figure it already has the talent to win a Lombardi trophy without having to make huge sacrifices for Adams. Still, don't rule it out. I'm taking the Niners at 3 year.
Yeah, I mean, for my third spot, I'm going with the other NFC West player on this or team on this list. I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks because I think we mentioned it in the free agency episode that the Seahawks, they just need, I think, one big piece on defense. Clowney wasn't it. They figured that out. And I think Jamal Adams could be. I think that Quandre Diggs would be a good pairing with Adams because I think he's an underrated safety. But I think that working with Pete Carroll and the players they have there in Seattle, we've seen what great safeties can do with Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas. I think Jamal Adams could go to Seattle, who, honestly, if they get him, I'd pick them to win the NFC West, to be completely honest. Because I'm on the fence about it right now, but adding Jamal Adams, who I think is a generational talent at safety, could push that team over the top.
So I had the Seahawks right under the Niners on my list. The Seahawks did acquire Jadeveon Clowney under somewhat similar circumstances last offseason, and they could start to reminisce about the Legion of Boom days and, I guess, make an impulsive move for Adams. But still, that's unlikely considering the team isn't even willing to pay Clowney to return. Mm-hmm. You know, he cost the Seahawks a pair of players in a day two draft pick a year ago and could really help the front seven. But, I mean, a fiscally conservative front office, they played hardball with them anyway.
Right, but I think that's honestly because of production. I'm not sure they were happy with his production. I also think
that if you're not willing to pay Clowney, what makes you think they're going to pay Adams?
Okay, Adams is an all-pro player. Clowney had like two sacks. So, I mean,
I'm just talking about financially.
Yeah, I guess that is true. But Adams has said that if he does go to a new team, he will not immediately require a contract extension, which I think that's the part as a Jets fan that makes me upset. Because if Adams wants to be paid so badly by the Jets now that and they don't give it to him, that he requests a trade, but now if he goes to a new team, he's not going to want them to immediately pay him. It really contradicts itself to me. And I think that, to be completely honest, I think he just wants out of New York and he's not willing to say it just like that.
I think with the Seahawks, it would be odd if instead they opted to surrender talent and or draft capital for the right to hand even more money to Adams, especially considering that Seattle's top-heavy roster is quite thin. Plus, the team is pretty set with Quandre Diggs, Bradley McDougal, and who's their safety? Oh, Marquise Blair. So I don't think a move for Adams wouldn't – I don't think a move for Adams would make much sense for them. I think they're just set there at safety.
I think it's possible. What do you have at number two?
At number two, I had the Philadelphia Eagles. I was looking on Twitter, and they were seemingly quick to rule out a potential deal sending Adams to the Eagles, which is understandable considering Philly already made a splash in the secondary by getting Darius Slay this offseason. The Eagles also took the time and energy to re-sign Jalen Mills and move him to safety to replace the departed Malcolm Jenkins. And I looked this up, but they already have 9 players on their payroll who make at least $10 million per year. So adding Adams, that could be pushing it. But, I mean, the trade ingredients, it might still be there. First, despite all of those big contracts, the Eagles have more cap space than all but 6 other teams. And because of all those expensive deals, including the one for Carson Wentz, there isn't a lot of work to do in the next couple of offseasons. The Eagles are going all in. Mills is only back on a cheap 1-year contract, and there's no telling how his transition will go anyway. Adams and Slay could transform the Eagles secondary, and I think they'd be serious contenders in the NFC if they end up getting him. When you think about it, this isn't far-fetched, but still, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think any of these teams are going to get him. Just keep that in mind. But when you think about it, this isn't that far-fetched.
Yeah, I had the Eagles coming in just at number 4, but I could easily see them trading for him because, like you mentioned, they have a ton of cap space, and they're another one of those teams that's maybe just a key player on defense away from being a contender, and they need to separate themselves from the rest of the teams in the NFC. But number 2, I had the Baltimore Ravens because I think that pairing him with Earl, you disagree?
Yeah, I disagree with that. But I want to hear your reasoning.
I think they really want to go all in. They need to win a playoff game. That's something they haven't been able to do recently. So impact players is the way you get it done. I think they're going to get out of some salaries in the future. Calais Campbell, I think, will not return. I'm not sure they're going to re-sign Matt Judon after this year. So I think that money will open up for an extension for Jamal Adams. And so I think that if you sign Jamal Adams, you don't have to re-sign Earl Thomas when his contract comes up. They'd find a way to make it work. And I think they pairing him with Earl Thomas would make that defense the best in the league, pairing with maybe the best offense in the league, depending on who you talk to. And I think the Ravens just – they want to win a playoff game so badly with Lamar Jackson. And I think that Jamal Adams would easily help that.
The Ravens, okay, the Ravens are already low in salary cap space. They're going to soon have to pay Ronnie Stanley, Matt Judon, and that Lamar Jackson guy. Their draft capital is limited because they're a contender. And I'm just thinking they probably shouldn't get wild and break up a team that won 14 games last year to add Adams. Not only did Baltimore bring in Earl Thomas last offseason, but it also handed a 3-year, $16 million contract to Chuck Clark. You put it all together, and there's little reason to pursue a deal for Adams, especially Chuck Clark. I think he's one of the more underrated safeties in the league.
Now, see, I think that Judon, like you mentioned, could be a piece in this trade, to be completely honest, because the Jets need an edge rusher. That's the position that you see come up most when people are mocking up trades for Jamal Adams as an edge rusher.
See, my problem is, why would you break up a team that already won 14 games? Added pieces. I agree with that, but why would you trade? I just don't see it happening.
I think really what the Jets are going to look for, I think, is draft capital over players. So I think that
I agree with that.
Okay,
but they don't have the draft capital. They're going to be contenders.
Then they're not going to need it if their roster, like we said, is so good. And I think they're going to get out of some – they just got out of the Marshall Yanda contract. They're not going to have to pay him. I think that they're going to get out of the Calais Campbell contract when he retires. I think that if you sign Jamal – or trade for Jamal Adams, you do not have to re-sign Earl Thomas or re-sign Chuck Clark. I think that – I just think that the Ravens need to win now while they still have this core of players, and adding Adams would make that so much easier.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously have my problems with it. You think it's an advantage, but I mean, at number one, I hope we can agree on this. I'm saying the Dallas Cowboys. Like the Eagles, Cowboys have to be all in. They have three players making at least $20 million per year, and Jerry Jones, he's got to be running out of patience at this point. He's fallen short of the NFC Championship for a 24th consecutive year. Dallas was interested in acquiring Earl Thomas before he landed in Baltimore last year. And even with HaHa Clinton Dix joining Xavier Woods this offseason, they're not stacked at safety. Plus, both Clinton Dix and Woods are better suited as free safeties. I think we can both agree with that. Yeah. Adams is more of a strong safety.
And he's from Texas.
But even so, this is far from a lock. Only 9 teams have less cap space than the Cowboys. And I think lifelong term will only become more expensive if and when they sign Dak Prescott to a new deal. Apparently, they lost out on Earl Thomas because they weren't willing to pay up. And it's worth noting that they haven't invested much draft or financial capital into that position in recent years. I guess what I'm trying to say, in other words, while Adams is seemingly ready to join any of these 7 teams, there's a chance none will be able to pull it off.
So that's a big chance. That's what I think. I honestly believe that they will not get a tremendous chance to pay up for Jamal Adams, because I honestly don't think the Jets will want to move him. They have him under control for 2 more years. They want to pay him. They just don't see a reason to pay him now, because there's 2 more years they've got him. Why would they extend him
now?
They
got all the leverage in this situation.
Exactly.
They don't need to.
They have him under team control for 2 years.
It's like, why would you pay 17 when you can pay 3.5?
Exactly.
It's just common sense there. I think some long shots that aren't on the list, some honorable mentions, the Cleveland Browns for one. It's easy to see why Adams might not be fired up about a team that hasn't won a playoff game in his lifetime, but Cleveland has the talent to take off, and they also lead the league in cap space. They could use help at safety. Another team I was thinking of, the Detroit Lions. Yes, another team that hasn't won a postseason affair since before Adams was born, but the Lions should be competitive with a healthy Matthew Stafford. That's just my opinion. Slay and Diggs are gone. And there's somewhat of a hole next to Tracy Walker at safety. Plus, they rank 3rd in cap space. I think that makes sense too. But, of course, not on Adams' list. 3rd team I had in mind, the Tennessee Titans. Because they're in win-now mode after you go to the AFC Championship game. You got plenty of cap space. Adams would be a massive upgrade over Kenny Vaccaro. It's not a sexy destination, but it makes sense. And I could see why he didn't put these 3 teams on his list, because they just don't stick out compared to the rest. But, I mean, these are some good honorable mentions. I feel like these guys would be good fits for him too.
I think that of all the teams that he put on the list were contenders, except possibly the Houston Texans. But I guarantee you he put that team on his list because he's from Texas. And so he'd love to play in Houston. But the other 6 teams, they could find their way to the Super Bowl this year, which is He's said that he wants to win. He's a winner at heart, and he just doesn't see – I don't think he thinks he can do that in New York this year or maybe next year. So he wants to get paid, and he wants to win. That's, I think, the biggest part. Another couple honorable mentions I wanted to bring up were the Indianapolis Colts to pair along with Malik Hooker. I think that'd be a pretty good
good
safety tandem. But also the Buccaneers, because they are a contender that he didn't have on his list.
It was actually just reported that he'd love to play in the Buccaneers system. So I'd agree with that too.
Yeah, I think that team – that also makes a lot of sense because they've shown they want to win now. Tom Brady, Gronkowski, and now they've got Tristan Wirfs on the O-line. They're really just maybe a safety away on defense too with a great D-line and a great linebacker duo. So adding Jamal Adams could make that defense elite.
And don't get me wrong, that Buccaneers offense is really good, but their defense still needs work, especially the secondary. So I could definitely see that happening.
And with all those young corners that they have in Tampa Bay, having an elite safety over the top to help out would, I think, dramatically affect their growth as players.
And I think another thing that helps the Buccaneers' case, Todd Bowles is in Tampa as the defensive coordinator, his former head coach. So, I mean, that'd be a perfect system for him. That could make sense. Yeah.
He would definitely know how to use him. There's no
– I think that's a team I forgot to put on my list. I should have put him on.
Well, I mean, the fact that they were not one of the seven original teams surprised me a little bit. And honestly, I think that might be because of Bowles, because Adams was vocal that he wasn't a huge fan of Bowles. And especially towards the end, he wanted them to win, and Bowles simply wasn't doing that. So there could be some animosity between the two.
It's true.
I don't think that the Jets are going to trade him. To be completely blunt, I don't
think – I agree with you. Honestly, I don't think they're going to move him.
And Adams does not strike me as the player that's going to hold out, because I think it would kill him not to be on that field, to be completely honest. I think some of the other players have been threatening it, and Le'Veon Bell actually did it, so did Melvin Gordon. But I don't think Jamal Adams could watch the entire season and not be on the field, knowing completely well that he could be if he wanted to.
And I may have said this in a previous episode, but I think it's just his father and his story about how he didn't get his money and his whole career. He had a promising career, but it's just derailed by injuries. He doesn't want to go down that same path. So I could understand for him, and I could say, sure, you deserve your money. But in this case, it's a business. That's just all it is. It's a business. And the Jets are just going to take advantage of that, keep him for another – They could give him an extension next offseason.
That's
honestly that
I think that
might be the move.
He gets paid, I think it's $3.5 million this year and around $9 million next year on his fifth year option. So to me, it strikes me as a little bit greedy that he wants to get paid $20 million starting this year when he's still under team control on his rookie deal for two more years. So
it's greedy, but there's a reason.
He deserves the money. Don't get me wrong, he deserves the money. But I think the Jets just want to wait a little bit, especially with the uncertainty of the cap following the COVID.
The cap ramifications, all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
I just think they're a little bit scared to pay him during this uncertain time right now, and they just want to wait it out. They want him to be a Jet for life, and I don't know if he's patient enough to keep that. But they also have not allowed his agent to speak to other teams. So it's obvious they do not want to trade him, and bold prediction right now that I'm going to make, he will not be traded.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I mean, now it's just a waiting game. Just wait and see if he gets traded or not. I'm going to agree with your prediction, though. I think the Jets have all the leverage, and they're going to keep him here.
Obviously, it's great for people to see NFL news at this time that we really haven't been getting a ton of news. Not me, obviously, as a Jets fan. This kind of sucked to look up my phone and you guys making fun of me about it. But trading an all-pro player would send waves across the league and could affect Super Bowl predictions among many because of the contenders that he would like to go to. So Jamal Adams is a great player, and if they trade him, it would be huge. So we'll see what happens. But right now, I think we both agree, it looks like he's not going to be traded by the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the prediction.
So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, an episode of Breaking News. If you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave us a 5-star rating. And if you're on YouTube, subscribe and leave a comment down below saying if you think Jamal Adams will be traded and where do you think he'll go. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.